Oh, don't shoot on the road. That's
I wanted
that
to show it to you,
irresponsible.
Dude. I bought that thing before Gordo was born.
No way.
And dude, I literally the only time I've used it is in that Sims card.
Yeah.
I just take pictures and I put it away. I'm horrible, bro.
Well, it's gonna be different. So basically, what we're doing is a little photo challenge. So the reason I'm doing this is because I used to shoot photography. You know this. I've known Rocco for a long time. Probably 14, 15 years.
Easy.
And I did it for money. And I kind of just got to the point where I wouldn't pick up a camera if you weren't paying me money. And I want to do something where I'm actually enjoying myself and I'm pushing myself to do things that I enjoy doing. My only hobbies are motorcycling and photography. And I ride motorcycles for fun, but I don't really shoot photography for fun. So this is kind of my concept. So we're going to do three different categories. Everybody needs to turn in three photos by Wednesday. So we got Rocco is joining us. We got Raul, my coworker from work, and Jeff, who's one of my customers, who bought this bike from me. So the challenge today, guys, is three photos, one portrait. So you have to learn how to direct somebody and say, hey, dude, this looks good. The shot looks good. Sit there, turn your head that way, sit down, whatever it is, and you get to direct a photo, right? Which is a really good skill to have in photography. Another shot, the second category, is a candid shot. So when someone's not paying attention to what you're doing, you're getting a candid shot. Doesn't have to be one of us. It can be somebody picking up dog shit across the street, a candid shot, right? Something where it's not posed.
Marilyn Monroe shot.
There you go. Yeah. And then the third category is going to be a landscape shot. So whether we're going to downtown Claremont, whether that's a wide shot of Claremont or, you know, we sit down to have lunch, you run across the street to get us on the patio, something like that. So those are the three categories. So today's Sunday. Due date is Wednesday. You're going to turn in to me three photos, and then they're going to be edited into the video and by number. So three photos each. That's going to be 12 photos total. They'll all be numbered, and everybody's going to vote.
Okay.
The viewers have a week to vote, and they pick their favorite photo. The winner gets a $100 gift card to Speed Kings.
Nice.
Ooh, so I invited Steve.
Steve, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up, my dude?
So I invited Steve. He was shooting this morning down at Carbon Canyon Coffee. I was going to go there and meet him, but I slept in. and so he said, I can't be there, but I'll throw in a $100 gift card to the winner. So you guys won't know who took the photo, but the photos that you're seeing, comment your favorite, and they get $100. And if it's me, I'll probably just give it away.
Runner-up.
Runner-up, yeah. Oh, I'll give it to the runner-up, yeah, yeah. Raul, you never came up to ride with me. I'm not going to have you in the video, bro.
I know. I couldn't get up there.
I'll have to have Rocco teach you how to use the throttle.
I know.
And downshift. You know?
Oh. I'm behind.
I used to work out here in Claremont. There's a hotel over there. We might walk by it. I used to bartend in. It's just a cool little hipster town. I don't know. It's kind of old school, but it's also been developed. And Claremont doesn't have a lot of fast food. Like, I don't think they have any fast food. I heard that through the grapevine, I heard that Starbucks had a really hard time opening here. But Claremont's such a cool little town. It's almost like a old school, like Pasadena, San Marino kind of place. So we're gonna check out some shops here, get some coffee, get some food. Everybody's got their cameras out. What do we got, Rocco? This is a Canon, looks like a Rebel.
Yeah, something
Rebel
like that.
Rebel T7i, okay. And while I will tell you this, guys, it's always the painter and never the paintbrush. Yep. So don't worry about the gear. It's like having a really good muffin and asking the chef what kind of oven he uses.
So there you go.
You know what I mean? It's more about composition and recipe than it is about what kind of gear you're using or how many pixels you have or anything like that. So what are you shooting on, Raul? Oh, Raul just got a new camera.
Got that Fuji X-T4.
X-T4, beautiful. I love Fujis. Nick actually let me borrow his Fuji X-T3 for a while, and I fell in love with it. What do you got?
Canon mirrorless M50 with a fixed 50mm lens. They call it a nifty 50,
baby.
Yeah.
Man, you got a conversion on there too.
Yeah.
A lens converter. Okay.
Yep.
Damn, poor lens is filthy, dude. Hey, is this flash supposed to pop up like that naturally?
It has on flash. I can turn it off. You don't need flash right now. I'm coming in for a cold brew float. Let's go. Dreaming of Nashville, Tennessee, while the cold here in Sweden got the best of me. Well, haven't I got better shit to think about than that shit? Like deadlines, rents due, bills pile up, family day in, day out, the clock's mocking me, getting old, oh, got the kids, deserve so much more than this, gotta get rich. You said I never could, ever could change. I thought I never could, ever could change. They said I never could, ever could change. Damn right, I never would. Leave the light on, on. Leave the light on, on. Leave the light on, on. Just leave the light on, on. If I never change, if I never change. Jeff is a people person, and he's just going up and talking to random people.
It's easy.
And he met Karen, an unhoused woman, and even when he said bye, she continued to talk to you.
Yeah, and apparently she has a penis, so. And there was a lot more to it.
I don't think we have proof, but we were told. I'm getting a cookie.
That's right. I'm not passing the cookie. I just had.
You just had ice cream.
Fucking a quarter.
I love sweets. Jeff asked me earlier, he's like, you have a sweet tooth? And I was like, oh.
Do I have a sweet tooth?
Insomnia cookies.
Insomnia cookies. It's a bomb.
It's warm.
Thank you so much.
Like the cookies, not the weather. They're both warm.
Rocco's losing his shit on the sweets. Rocco and I love sweets.
Oh my god.
I'm a big donut guy. Like, I consider donuts to be my top favorite food. And Rocco's no different. Rocco does.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty quiet here.
Oh, I forgot there's a movie. That's the one. Super bad.
of little small towns like this, because you find little holes in the wall. Rocco's been doing this for years, finding cool holes in the wall. But
yeah, we did some of these, saw these on a sign outside, so Rocco and I decided to
get two, split them, see how they are. I think the fun part about this is making it a challenge where, you know, everybody's like walking around looking for a shot and trying to find something cool, which is probably cool for the challenge itself. So I think I'm gonna, you know, if we do this again, I think I'm gonna try to mix up the categories, you know, because it's hard to do landscape in an urban area. And candid stuff is fun. I like shooting candid stuff, but I'm thinking about mixing it up. Do a couple different things, and it's nice to see the guys like, oh, I see something over there, and run over there and try to get a shot of it, you know? I think I got my shots. You guys think you got your shots? Oh, look at the shop kitty.
The guard.
It's a bodega kitty.
He's like, not even looking. He's like, now he sees.
He looks very cool.
Now he sees.
He has a very Jaguar look.
We got one of Rocco's bikes here. Rocco has had and still has a lot of bikes, but this is one of his FXRs. Very beautiful bike.
1986 Super Glide. At one point it was stock. This is the second paint job. The first paint job, I had a flames on it. Now I did a more of a traditional look. There's never been this style of this color pattern. So I just want to do a little something different, but kind of the traditional look. It is a stock 80 motor, but I do have a cam in it. It's been regeared, so it feels a little better on the top end. I went through two different Thunderheaders. People didn't know Thunderheader, and you know, the brackets are infamous for breaking. So one of my local buddies, Joe over at Gorilla Exhaust, hooked me up and he took care of my bike with a really nice 2-in-1. I got the aftermarket Leather Pros, I got the Mustang seat on it. It's traditional narrow front end, the narrow glide, 35 mil, but it's a dual disc. I got kind of that T-Sport style fairing. So it helps with the wind, and everything on it, got all the aftermarkets are, you know, local shops. Leather Pros ain't so local, but at the end of the day, everything's been done on the bike with local support. 1986 Super Glide, man, she's still going. It's my baby. She ain't going nowhere.
You got Evos, you got twin cams, you got M8s. What are your favorites and what for what reasons? Like, what's your favorite thing about the Evo? What's your favorite thing about the twin cam? What's your favorite thing about the M8?
They all got their own personalities. Depending on how you build it, you're gonna build your bike for your liking. This one is my cruiser, because compared to an M8, you mean, everybody has an M8 and knows you cruise a little faster in the sweet spot. This one would be my cruise around. I mean, I'm not smashing too much on this one.
Boy, it came 30 miles to my house and we rode eight miles to here.
Yeah, so this bike, I'm cruising, you know, 85, 90. I'm not romping and raising hell, but she's comfortable, man. I mean, she is comfortable. Twin cams, you got a little bit more pep in the step. Touring, long haul, I definitely prefer the M8. But at the end of the day, whatever bike you have, build it for your liking. So I like them all.
That's the right answer. They're all great.
Yes.
Raul already left, but Matt did a really good video on his bike, if you want to check that out. So you can kind of get details on his bike. But he stayed way in the back. I didn't even get rolling footage of him, really. So Jeff actually bought his bike from me. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your bike, because you might not know what it is at first glance.
Yeah, so it's a sneaky one where it's a street bob, and I think it's a Lowrider S gas tank on it. I was super lucky that I saw this on the website, and it pretty much had everything that I was looking for with the fairing. Didn't have the bag. It had the crash bar in the front, and then I added this crash bar. It had the exhaust. So as far as like rolling basics in my eyes, it fit. And then the handling, everything from twisties to long distance, I love this bike. And then so I added the Thrashin bags, and then a tool bag, and then something for water, pretty much it. But I plan on doing the gold accents, kind of like that bike that Matt just featured.
Oh, Ty's bike, yeah.
Yeah, it's dope. And I was like, it'll be different, because this will be mine, different colors. But yeah, that's some of the plans I have. As far as performance upgrades, I don't plan on doing anything with that. I don't think it's necessary. I'm pretty content with just being on this bike. So.
And this is your first Harley? You've ridden for a long time. This is your first Harley?
No, so I had a salvage 07 Dyna. I was wrenching more than I was riding.
Oh,
so,
that's right. Yeah. I remember.
and that's how I got to know the guys at Laylaw's. I was getting parts through them. And then, and I was over it. And I was like, all right, got to open up a new chapter in life with this. And I'm so glad I did it. Yeah. And prior, I was on sport bikes. But that's not comfortable for me as far as my lower back. And so with this bike, it's the best of both worlds of performance and comfort.
How old are you?
46.
46. Rocco, how old are you? 45? 46.
Yeah.
I'm 44. Yeah. We're getting a little bit older, so.
Yeah.
Comfort is king.
Rocco, you said you think you got your shot?
I think I got my shot.
Yeah. Shot.
You're going to get that one over there?
Yeah, first. Yeah.
Raul already took off. He had a dinner to go to, but I think he got his shots too. Had a great time. It was a nice ride. Nice day. It was pretty warm, but not something you couldn't handle. You know, I think it was mid, maybe high 80s, but downtown Claremont was really cool, and it was a good experience to go out and, you know, have a challenge, have something specific that you're trying to achieve, and kind of makes you see the world differently. Like, I was noticing benches and alleyways and stuff like that. You kind of look at the world a little bit differently when you're looking through a camera, which is kind of nice. Big ups to the guys that came out and joined me today. We will be compiling the photos and giving you guys a little slideshow, see what it looks like, and then our top picks will be put down in the comment below. So I'll pin a comment if you guys want to respond to that one, or just vote for your favorite photo, and then the winner gets a $100 gift card to Speed Kings, which, very generous of Steve. Thank you, Steve. Wish you could have made it. Hopefully you can make it to the next one. And hope you guys enjoyed this video. And we'll see you on the next one.